The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We like to think I'm okay. I am a true and a pure Christian. Well, are we? Maybe we should ask ourselves, am I a true and a pure Christian? Maybe we should ask God to help us to see ourselves. God will do that if you will humble yourself, admit that you are a sinner, and cry out for God's mercy, His grace. God tells us what we must do to receive His grace throughout His Word. It's even in the Old Testament, as well as many places in the New Testament. Isaiah chapter 58 is one of those places in the Old Testament, and we want to read just a little bit from Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58, verse 6, just one verse here, but you may want to read the entire chapter if you haven't. God says this in Isaiah 58, verse 6, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bond of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" God tells you what to do and how to do it if you want God's grace and His deliverance from troubles. And if you want to live a Christian life, if you really want to obey God, it's in God's Word, and you can find it there. God is telling us in this verse to change our way from the me-first attitude and only me, which is the way of get, to God's way of give, love, mercy, and concern for others. My friends, I know you have problems, fears, worries, frustrations, and sorrows. Whomever you are, because that's the world that we have been enticed and swayed and deceived by the devil to have built. Satan wants a world of aches, pains, worries, fears, frustrations, pressure, financial problems, marital problems, child-rearing problems, and a world of wars, destruction, rioting, high taxes, divorce, sickness, disease. He wants a world of social programs and a world of laziness, a world of same-sex marriages. He likes to see religious wars, and he likes to see all kinds of troubles and problems for mankind to have to live in, because he is the one that has created them, deceiving man to follow his ways. He has seen a lot of spiritual wars, and still is. His world of counterfeit religion is the way he wants it. Not as bad as he wants it yet. It will get worse, but it is on the track that he wants it to be on. He also wants to see natural disasters, floods, drought, storms, earthquakes, plane crashes and pile up on the freeways, wildfires, anything that can weaken a nation or a family. Now, I'm only describing the world we live in, and it has been built by mankind, swayed and deceived by Satan. And it's the way it is because this world has and is following the false god of the earth, Satan the devil. And his way is any way but right. As a matter of fact, his way is every way but right. It has been his aim and purpose to destroy man because he knows man's destiny. He knows God's plan of salvation. He also knows man as a whole doesn't understand his own destiny, why he was born and where he is going and how to get there. Satan has deceived the whole world. That in itself has played a major part, a major role, and the main role in weakening this world. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, it says this, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Yes, there's coming a time, my friends, when Satan is going to be cast out. Continuing here in verse 10, this is after Satan is cast out. "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." Yes, God's kingdom is coming. Satan is going to be cast down. Satan is going to be bound, just as it told us in verse 9 of Revelation 12. Now, continuing here in verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Yes, Christ died for our sins, and the word of our testimony means the way that we are living our life. And they did not love their lives to the death. In other words, he's speaking about people that were willing to change, willing to be converted, which means be changed, become like God. Verse 12 continues, therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. My friends, you can expect troubles to get worse in this world, because Satan knows that he only has a short time to accomplish his purpose, and that is to destroy, annihilate mankind. That's what he wants, and he wants to take over God's throne. As long as this world is deceived by the devil and are willing to follow him, there will be all kinds of problems. That's what Satan's way produces. So problems keep picking up steam and will until Satan is bound. My friends, you can expect to hear and see more accidents, floods, droughts, wars, families breaking up, hunger, starvation, sickness, and disease. But thanks to God for the fact that he will bind Satan and his demons. In Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3, God tells us that he's going to do just that, put an end to Satan for 1,000 years. Notice what it says here in Revelation 20, beginning of verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And when this happens, a new world will begin with Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ruling the whole earth in righteousness. Yes, Jesus Christ will return to this earth crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to take this earth away from Satan and to bind Satan for 1,000 years, or have his angel to bind him for 1,000 years. And he will rule this earth in righteousness. This earth will be willing to listen and obey the word of God in that day. Truth will be restored. Pure religion will be restored to this earth. You will be willing to change at that time. There is coming a time that if you don't live by the truth, you won't live at all. Now that's a strong statement, isn't it, my friends? But that's what God says in his word. When Christ establishes the kingdom of God on this earth, after he has bound Satan, if you don't live by the word of God, then God says you won't live at all. God will not allow anyone to live in his world that isn't willing to obey him. Notice what Peter had to say in Acts chapter 3, beginning verse 18. Acts 3, verse 18. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Yes, Christ died for the sins of the world. Now the world hasn't accepted that grace, but we will after Christ returned, or we won't be around. That's what your Bible says. In verse 19, Peter admonishes us, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Yes, God tells us to repent and be converted. Repent of our sins, and that's breaking God's law. And be converted means be changed. Change your mind, your attitude, and your habits, and become like God and Jesus Christ. God commands this world, including you and me, to repent. Repent of our sins, which is the breaking of the law of God, which he gave to the world to live by for our own good. He says repent and be converted, which means be changed. Change our mind, our attitude, our character. Yes, our actions need to be changed from our ways to God's way. And it takes God's mind in you, by and through the Holy Spirit, to help you do that. In Acts 5, verse 32, it says this, and we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. God will only give his Spirit to you or anyone when you are willing to obey his word. And that is a learning process, As you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just as Peter said in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Notice what Peter told us to do here in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Acts 3 and verse 20 says this, And that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming, and you will stand before the great God, this King of kings and Lord of lords, and you will be judged according to your works. Acts 3 verse 21 continues, Whom heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. Yes, God the Father and Jesus Christ are waiting for that time, waiting for the time to send Jesus Christ back to this earth to take it away from Satan and away from man, which has been a puppet on Satan's strings for these 6,000 years of Satan's rule of this earth. Man has been willing to obey Satan, and he still is willing to obey Satan, and will be until Satan is taken and bound and Jesus Christ returns to this earth. Jesus Christ is not going to return as a meek little lamb. He's going to return as a conquering king. He's going to return as a warrior, and he's going to have to fight the battle that put down mankind in Satan's world. It's just about time for Christ's return to restore truth and justice on the earth. And with Satan bound, that will happen. And we can say amen to that, because that's what we need to happen. At that time, if you aren't willing to live by the word of God, you won't live at all. This earth will become like the Garden of Eden, which was a very beautiful place. And that's what God intended man to do. He intended man to make the whole earth a beautiful garden like the Garden of Eden. And man would have done that had he followed the true God. Think about that, my friends. All of the ugliness, the war, the bickering, the biting, the fighting, the accident, the divorce, a world of laziness would have never been here had mankind began following God in the beginning. We have a couple of booklets that you should order. We're offering free, as we do all of our literature. Today, we're offering Devil, You Say. Now, that's a booklet that you need to read. You need to understand what Satan is up to and what Satan is doing. And we have a follow-up booklet with that, Seed of Satan. You need to know how he is working and how he may be working in your own personal life. You need to know how he works to weaken the nations as he has done. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request Devil, You Say, and number two, Seed of Satan. That two booklets, my friend. It won't take you long to go through them, and with your Bible, you can prove what you need to understand. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for being with us today, and have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.